mics like this and that somebody's got. I just want to say hello. It is 4 o'clock. My name is Paul Newton. I'm a senator from Cabarrus County, and we're delighted to host you today with respect to our redistricting initiative that is getting underway. I wanted to allow my colleagues to introduce themselves, if they would, and we'll start to my left with Senator Smith.
Good evening. I am Senator Candy Smith, representing District 5, which is Pitt and Edgecombe counties.
I'm Senator Norm Sanderson. This is here sitting in one of my newly acquired counties, District 1. I also represent Carteret, Edgecombe, Dare, Washington, Joan, Patrick, thank you for putting it. Welcome to the heart of District 1. Love the city.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Representative Bill Ward. I am a representative of North Carolina House 55, which is in Camden, Astapac, Yates, and Hertford counties. Thank you for coming, and we're anxious to hear your comments on redistricting.
Thank you. And we also have two staffers here with us today up here on the podium. All right. So again, welcome everybody. We are very glad you're here. This is an opportunity for members of the public, and this is one of three public hearings that we're going to have related to redistricting. And this is an opportunity for you to offer your comments on the redistricting process to members of the General Assembly. It's an opportunity for us to hear from you. This is not a Q&A session, so do not ask your legislator who might be up here now questions here, but you can certainly follow up at any time with them by phone or in their office. So again, we're grateful to have you here. We look forward to hearing from you. Let me explain the ground rules that are associated with this type of hearing. First of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call three names, and one will come up, the first that I call will come to the microphone to be able to convey his or her comments. The other two will come down to this corner, my left, your right, of the auditorium in order to be ready to come up. As soon as this speaker finishes, just go ahead, the next speaker, move on in. And it's important to keep it moving and keep it efficient. And so that's the way we're going to do it. And of course, I'll call another name once the second person comes up. So if you can go ahead and be ready when you hear your name to come up and get in position to speak. In these types of meetings, I have been in them when applause was forbidden, no applause. Because it slows the process down, makes it difficult for recording and transcription, and the things that you say today will be transcribed for others to read back in Raleigh. But I've also been in meetings where applause was allowed, and so what I'm going to do is ask you to use your judgment. If you feel like you just got to applaud, do it quietly, do it quickly, but let's don't hold everybody else up by wanting to applaud. Just remember that the clock is running on the next speaker when you're applauding. And also, there'll be no booing. So you might hear people here with an opinion other than yours, different from yours. We're not going to allow you to boo that. That has happened in other hearings that I've chaired and others have chaired. We're going to be respectful to everybody in this room. Everybody gets a chance today that wants to offer their opinion about redistricting, and we're going to respect everybody's opinion, whether we agree with that or not. So please do not boo anyone you disagree with. And as is consistent with the other two locations, every speaker will have 2 minutes to speak. And again, we're going to call three names initially. people coming up to this corner. Let's see here. If you represent an organization, please explain or state the name of the organization you're representing. And if you're not representing an organization, you'll be just speaking, obviously, for yourself. And that will help the transcribers to know who you represent. Before we get started, I also want to introduce this Sergeant of Arms, North Carolina Senate Sergeant of Arms, who are here to help us today, Rod Fuller, Cherie Hedrick. They're here somewhere working. Hey, Cherie, there she is. The House Sergeant at Arms, Jonas Cherry, and Stafford Young are here to assist us to make things go smoothly. And we have the North Carolina General Assembly Police, Sergeant Kane, and Officer Sanders. So really do appreciate you all being here with us to help things go smoothly throughout this evening. All right, so let's start with our first speakers. So we have a number of names on this list. Only a few, a subset of that list are here, that we know are here. I'm going to go through names that we know are here first, and then I will come back to those who have signed up to speak, but who are not present with us yet. Maybe they will come in the next few minutes. So let's start Byron Laws. Byron is going to be our first speaker, followed by Keith Rivers, and then Sue Englehart. If those three folks could make their way around, and Byron, if you could make your way to the microphone, we would appreciate it. Again, 2 minutes, and the Sergeant at Arms will remind you of the time, and then if you're representing the organization, who you represent. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. My name is Byron Laws, and I'm here on behalf of NC Counts Coalition. NC Counts Coalition is a nonpartisan organization that builds a healthy, just, and equitable state through cross-sector partnership that advances systemic solutions for communities facing systemic barriers. Our organization supports a complete and accurate 2020 census count, and we have more than 120, mostly BIPOC-led member organizations across the state, including some here as well. Last week, we hosted a convening with more than 150 participants. Many were surprised to hear that redistricting hearings were being scheduled with so little advance notice, no virtual participation option, and no information about the criteria that will be used to draw voting districts or what maps may or may not be in consideration. This process seems designed to discourage rather than encourage meaningful participation. As an organization dedicated to promoting equity, we strongly suggest that the committee consider race data in order to make sure historically disenfranchised communities can elect candidates of their choice based on the American community base. The census 2020 information from the American Community Survey is 1 year estimates. 38% of North Carolinians identify as Black, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander. And Hispanic. The committee does not take into account race data and the history of racial discrimination in voting. We would not be able to ensure that maps are drawn and are truly fair for a substantial portion of our population. Transparency is key to building trust in the redistricting process. Proposed criteria should be shared with ample time for public comment, including advance notice of hearing times and the number of slots available. Your constituents work, have families and other obligations. Public hearings should be held throughout the state so that everybody can participate fairly.
Thank you, Byron. Appreciate it so much. Next, we're gonna have Keith Rivers. And while Keith is moving to the microphone, if Christine Veal will make it to the lineup. Keith Rivers.
Good afternoon. Again, I am Keith Rivers, president of the Pasquotank County branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and a resident of Pasquotank County. Redistricting is a legislative process of redrawing district lines. The process should be open and all records available to the public while this process is ongoing. But what redistricting is not, redistricting does not draw maps that split communities. Redistricting does not draw maps that destroy civility. Redistricting does not draw maps that dilute minority voters. Redistricting does not stack and pack. Redistricting does not draw maps that leave communities without representatives who feel responsible for their communities. Redistricting is the process that ensures fair and equal representation. We want fair maps. We want fair maps. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivers. Sue Englehart, and while Sue is coming forward, Amber Turner can take her place in the batter's box.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Sue Englehart, the president of the League of Women Voters of Northeastern North Carolina, and also a resident of Hertford. Fair maps must start with a fair process. All North Carolina residents will be affected by redistricting and should have an opportunity to be heard. Redistricting directly affects funding for education, resources for roads, voting rights, and healthcare funding as examples. We deserve a democratic redistricting process that meets our community's needs, not the politicians' needs. District maps must be drawn to provide equal representation and reflect the people's will. Legislators draw the maps and also approve the maps, but how the maps are drawn must be transparent and provide for citizens' input. The criteria for fair maps includes keeping districts compact and contiguous, keeping communities of interest whole, and complying with the Voter Rights Act. When politicians use their power in redistricting to manipulate voting maps and give their political party an advantage, unfair advantage, they are drawing themselves into power. They are being allowed to choose their voters rather than voter choosing who represents them. The effect of this gerrymandering is ensured power with the party in control gaining more seats than it earns. This undermines our guarantee of free elections, our rights under our state constitution, and runs counter to the concept of equal voting rights for all. It denies real choice, so legislators don't have to listen to voters and be held accountable. Bottom line, when politicians draw their own districts, voters lose. Extreme partisan redistricting violates our core values. It should be a straightforward process to keep our elections fair. That's what the founding fathers intended, ensuring one person, one vote. With mathematical programs available today, many possible maps can be generated without being influenced by legislators in office attempting to stay there. Extreme gerrymandering is a moral issue. It's cheating, plain and simple. Would we allow teams to move the goal lines? Should we expect less of our politicians than we?
Thank you, Ms. Englehart, for those comments. So Christine Beal is next, and I wanted to go ahead and call up Cheryl Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Cheryl Bryant. Good evening. Hi, I'm Christine Beal. I'm a representative of the League of Women Voters of Northeastern North Carolina. We are requesting that the General Assembly conduct an open and transparent redistricting process this time. This process is not only fundamental to representative democracy, but also crucial to strengthening our trust in our elected officials who work for us. Most importantly, this process should avoid the blatant division or grouping of counties, municipalities, and voting precincts only to benefit the party in power. We hope that the General Assembly will show a genuine commitment to hearing public comments in a reasonable amount of time ahead of any hearings, unlike this hearing today with barely 1 week notification. In this regard, an online comment portal should be made available and require verification so all entries are made by individuals, not computer programs. Clear instructions on the portal for when the public comment period begins and ends would ensure that those comments are publicly available after the hearings. We all want transparency in the process. Additionally, a user-friendly website would be a necessity, explaining why redistricting is being done again so soon after recently redistricting in 2021. There should be access to draft maps and shape files, as well as an explanation of county clusters and why particular clusters used to establish the 2021 legislative districts were, where several don't make representational sense other than to divide the opposing party voters. Furthermore, the public hearing should be live streamed in their entirety and available to all constituents during and after the hearings, as well as meetings at various times for working voters. Please allow your fellow North Carolinians a chance to have a say in the decision-making that will affect their representation for many years to come. We humbly request the North Carolina Redistricting Committee to set a precedent and simply do the right thing for all of North Carolina.
Thank you, Ms. Veal. Amber Turner is next. Cheryl Bryant's on deck. Also now Cody Marks, if Cody could make his way forward. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon. My name is Amber Turner. I am a member of the League of Women Voters, as well as a resident of Pasquotank County. The data needed to redraw district maps is currently available. There's no reason that the General Assembly cannot immediately provide public notice of the full timeline for redrawing our voting maps. This timeline should also provide ample opportunity for accessible public hearings, both before and after draft maps are published, to allow for public input needed to redraw any district lines. Specifically, the General Assembly Joint Redistricting Committees should immediately consider and publicly adopt redistricting criteria that are compliant and consistent with the law. These criteria should outline the considerations for changing current district lines. The public adoption of these criteria can then facilitate more informed public comment on proposed redistricting considerations and plans. Also, take into account public input before proposing draft maps after releasing them for public comment. Immediately explain the basis for any changes to current district lines. Allow for at least 2 weeks of public comments and legislative hearings after draft maps are released and prior to a vote in the legislature. Build in time and to hold public comment hearings in each North Carolina congressional district and each metropolitan and micropolitan area with opportunities for in-person and virtual public testimony that also incorporates language access for all citizens. Promptly provide a public written evaluation of the congressional, state senate, and state house plans following their release, explaining why the committees drew the districts in the way that they did, how the committees followed their own criteria, how they addressed or incorporated public comment. Vote and pass the plans before the end of October.
Ms. Turner, thank you for those comments. All right. I'd also like to point out that Don Davis has joined us today, a good friend of mine and a former colleague in the North Carolina Senate. Always a delight to work with. I can't see him. I know you're here, Don. Okay. Welcome. All right. We're to Cheryl Bryant. Cody Marks is on deck. And then Virginia Wasserberg, if she would move over to the batter's box as well. So Cheryl Bryant.
Good afternoon. My name is Cheryl Bryant, and I've been a resident of Eastern North Carolina for over 50 years. I am here today because of concerns that I have about the process for gathering input regarding the North Carolina General Assembly's redistricting plans and how those plans could potentially impact Eastern North Carolina, a region with traditionally high poverty and unemployment rates, food insecurity, and a lack of adequate public transportation, affordable housing, and health care providers. As someone who's worked on the front lines of helping others and doing the work of community engagement for over 40 years, I understand the importance of having representatives who are committed to addressing these issues. And that's why it's so important that we have a redistricting process that is inclusive, fair, and just. As we work towards this goal, I suggest that we increase the number of public hearings being conducted, expand the time frame for conducting hearings so we can provide appropriate notifications to our state citizens, and increase the locations in which the hearings are being conducted, so these locations are reflective of the wide geographical diversity in our state. And a state with over 10 million people hosting just 3 public hearings does not serve the public interest, and it does not promote inclusiveness, justice, or fairness. Fair maps must start with a fair process. So let's commit ourselves today to making this process fair. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bryant. Cody Marks.
My name is Cody Marks. I work as an associate pastor in town, but I'm speaking for myself. I'm 28 years old and have been a registered voter since 2013. I have never voted in two elections where the maps were the same, the only case being the case in 2019 when then-Congressman Walter Jones passed away, following which a special election was held. And in this calculation I've estimated, these five redistrictings that have happened in my time shouldn't have happened until I had been 65 years of age, which I can assure you I am not. Then there's a maxim that goes like this. Just because you can do it does not mean you should. Gerrymandering is a bipartisan problem that requires bipartisan solutions. There is an increasing segment of voters in this country who view one another not as having political disagreements, but as being enemies, an existential threat to one another. This cannot stand as a country and as a state. Those present here have a clear responsibility when it comes to drawing these maps. Either draw them to one party's liking and gain an undue electoral advantage, or take the current maps in consideration and work to ensure that voters, all voters, have a fair choice in determining who their representative will be. And considering the long-term trajectory of this country and people like myself, being 28, I will have to live with the consequences of these decisions for a long time. And I have to also ponder in conclusion as to why this hearing is being held at a time when many working voters who have to live with this choice can't even be here.
Thank you, Mr. Marks. Virginia Wasserberg.
Good afternoon. My name is Virginia Wasserberg. I am a resident of Elizabeth City, Pasquotank County, and I am the elected chair of the Pasquotank Republican Party. But before any of that, I'm a wife and I'm a mother of two beautiful young children. Thank you for this opportunity today. I appreciate this transparent process that has been afforded to the public concerning redistricting that gives the people a seat at the table with you. It enhances the public's trust in its government. Despite your efforts, various groups will file lawsuits against these maps as soon as they are adopted. And that unfortunate partisan attack on our democratic republic does not deserve priority over the people by asking judges to draw our maps. Lawsuits that are filed against redistricting in the last decade have harmed our taxpayers by forcing the state to spend millions of dollars defending such frivolous efforts, and this has to end. North Carolina voters deserve certainty in their districts. Their rights should not be infringed by unelected lawyers trying to blind and hold down Lady Justice by encouraging our judges to go along with them. The 2024 general election filing deadline is fast approaching, and in December of this year, and with primary elections following in the spring, we have to adopt legal maps so our candidates can file and community volunteers such as myself can inform our community to exercise their most fundamental American right, the right to vote for their elected representatives. In conclusion, I thank this legislature for this public, transparent, and unbiased process of redistricting. It's my hope, my prayer, and my sincere desire that groups playing political games with frivolous lawsuits will stop. The games directly affect the livelihood of my neighbors, my friends, and my beautiful children. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wasserberg. So those are the folks we know are here who signed up to speak. I'm going to kind of look to the sergeant at arms to see what we've got. Looks like we've got one here in the front. All right, Laura, you're up. And if there's anybody else here who signed up but hasn't had a chance to speak, just go ahead and move down to that corner and come on up after Laura speaks. Thanks.
Good My name is Laura Singletary, and I'm co-president of the League of Women Voters of Dare County. I reside in Kildevil Hills. Thank you for this time to speak. Voters should choose their representatives, not the other way around. Voters deserve open and transparent information about our districts. We deserve adequate notice of the criteria, timeline, and process of redistricting. The General Assembly must avoid secret maps and meetings. State court found that State House, State Senate, and congressional plans were the result of, quote, intentional pro-Republican partisan redistricting. Current maps are biased and disregard communities. The people deserve fair maps. Say what you do and do what you say. The General Assembly should abide by our Constitution, and I quote, no county shall be divided in the formation of a representative district, end quote. Nevertheless, in 21 maps divided Dare County. Upper portions of the county, Kildevil Hills, rolled into District 1. KDH neighborhoods were cut straight through and moved to District 79 at great expense of our boards of elections. Keep it simple, clear, and fair. Criteria should include equal population, geographic contiguity, and effective representation of minorities. Standards should ensure that NC have fair maps regardless of which political party holds power. The General Assembly has an opportunity to restore public trust. I urge you to do the right thing and create fair maps of the people, by the people, and for the people for 2023 and beyond. And thank you again for this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Singletary. All right, we have at least one, two, three, four, five, several other speakers. All right, great. Come on up, next one in line, and let the Sergeant at Arms go ahead and introduce yourself to the group. All right, Frank Norman, the floor is yours.
Recorded as well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, fellow citizens, Northeastern North Carolina. My name is Frank Elvin Norman III, and I'm both a civic engagement leader and a minister of Pequimitas County. I'm also the chair of UCDC, a community development corporation in Pequimitas County. I thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today. Somewhere between 30 and 40 years ago, some of my elders appeared before the General Assembly about the right to have representation on the Pequimitas County Board of Commissioners. None of you, I assume, was in that General Assembly at the time. Now I'm speaking on behalf of the same issue, same problem. When you do not use demographics differences as you redraw state maps, you deny people that look like me fair representation in the voting process. To draw maps on a colorblind basis is denying me and others that look like me Imago Dale. In addition, when you lump all people of color in the same category, you dilute our concerns of African American descendants of slaves. I hope you will reconsider your colorblindness as an option, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Next up, you can go ahead and come to the microphone. All right, Mr. Hopkins, the floor is yours.
I'm Rick Hopkins, Chairman of Craven County Republican Party. And I had some notes, but I've already heard most of what I was planning to say. So the things that I haven't heard anybody thank you for the time that you are giving us today and devoted to this process. I know many of you serve in what oftentimes are thankless jobs. I, for one, appreciate your efforts. I have also heard, most of what I have heard is there's a presumption that it's already not going to be fair, and I don't think that's fair to you. I think that, you know, the American people are more interested in fairness across the board than they're giving credit for. So I know that many of you have faith in our country, faith in our God, and I implore you to beseech his guidance in your process. Let him guide your thoughts, let him guide your actions, and let him steer you in the right direction for doing what is right for our country and for our state of North Carolina. We have a lot of voters that are disgusted with past processes, and it's up to you to show them that this is a fair and transparent process. If they haven't seen the evidence of that so far, please make it clear in the future. I do agree that we have a large majority of the people that aren't here today because they have to work, and we need to take that into consideration and maybe have some later scheduled meetings. Thank you again for your service and for the time you've given us today.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Next up. Keisha Dobie, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members of the redistricting committee. Thank you for coming to Pasquotank County. As stated, my name is Keisha Dobie, and I'm a lifelong resident of Elizabeth City. And I'm here today in support of fellow members of Northeastern North Carolina to demand a better process in the hearings and map-making criteria to come. In 2021, my public testimony demanding better maps for the state's Northeastern corridor that I call home was manipulated by lawmakers to justify another round of political motivated gerrymanders. I submitted to lawmakers that I wanted to keep Elizabeth City and Pasquotank County whole as a part of a diverse community of interest that comes together across race and space to often vote together for candidates of our choice. But I also made it clear that I did not want my district drawn in a way that could harm historically marginalized communities in adjacent counties. Nevertheless, my wishes were not followed. In advocating for a better process, as long as, just like everyone else, I would suggest having an equal number of hearings before and after the maps are created. To have feedback, you need a product to make feedback on. And that's what we need, a product to offer our feedback. Working with advocacy groups in 2021 provided me with an expertise in redistricting, helping to contribute maps to my state and local community. I ask that you provide opportunities for us as citizens to have more than one hearing, especially in an area as broad as Northeastern North Carolina. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Dobie. I also wanted to announce that Representative Pricey Harrison has joined us. We can't see a thing past the edge of the stage, so we don't mean to be disrespectful, but Pricey's here somewhere. And Representative Harrison, we welcome you. There she is. Okay. Okay, next up.
Linda Rock Brothers.
Thank you. There it is. Ms. Brothers, the floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Glendora Brothers. I am a citizen of the United States of America, a lifelong resident of North Carolina, a healthcare worker for over 30 years as an RN, the daughter of a World War II vet, sister of a Vietnam vet, Desert Storm vet, aunt of three Marines, a mother of an active duty Iraqi freedom and Afghanistan serviceman. Many of my family members work in law enforcement. I have the pleasure of being reared as someone who has a strong work ethic, a taxpayer, a servant of my community. I am a soldier in the front lines of serving healthcare and spiritual needs of our community that at times look like a war zone. I am very concerned about government officials packing and cracking, weakening, minimizing the power of the vote of marginalized members of our community. Using gerrymandering has become a common practice of power mongers who hide behind the facade of patriotism, while undermining strength and power of the vote. This is un-American, lacking integrity, and simply not fair. The solution is stop gerrymandering. Candidates running for office should not be a part of the redistricting decisions. Redistricting should be done by independent, nonpartisan members. Hearings should be held before and after maps are drawn. Those meetings should be announced and planned well in advance through all mediums of communication, able to respond in writing, phone, online, as well as in person. Meetings, planning, and decision-making should be transparent, public, not secretly unannounced or with little time to plan or attend. I thank you for your time, as all that have come before me, and I'm looking forward to you responding and being accountable to the community that you serve. Thank you.
Ms. Roberts, thank you for those comments. Okay, next up. Who's next in line here? Is it Brianna? Are we down? Are we to this next list? I can't see how many folks we got.
Destiny Jordan.
Ah, Destiny Jordan. Welcome. Let me just find you on the list. There it is. Okay, Ms. Jordan.
Good afternoon. My name is Destiny Jordan. I'm a resident of Castaigne County, and I'm also an alumni and a current graduate student at Elizabeth City State University. I'm here today to demand a fair, straightforward, and comprehensive process to keep our community together and have opportunity to give input on drafted maps that are created. Today, September 25th, 2023, this is a short notice and schedule having made it difficult for many people to participate, and that stands in opposition to the supposedly legitimate and transparent goals. I don't know how we can expect to discuss fair districting or craft an actionable testimony and response, but what I do know is the failure to promote this hearing broadly made it more difficult for people of all ages to have a better understanding, much less our students, of the difficult impact and the influence on how redistricting is supposed to get done. I ask for future hearings, hold more public hearings before and after the maps are drawn. When hosting these hearings, consider the hours around traditional university class times and work hours to protect the integrity of all of us, and that the drawings of our district is a process that can be relentless, eagerly, and rigorously reclaimed for our campuses and community. Ensuring that colleges, universities, and especially my HBCU, does not become prime targets of partisan gerrymandering, because I have a right to protect and modernize the vote in my community on my campus. Having an online portal to explain any questions on these topics will be extremely helpful. To welcome all current and new students who just moved into the state or are voting for the first time, clarity about any decision process, some students stated that they don't really understand what the exact impact of gerrymandering and redistricting is. This can be confusing for them and weaken their capability to participate in the voting process, since sometimes they don't even know who their representatives are. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for those comments. Our next speaker. And we're getting a little carried away with the applause. I appreciate the sentiment, but you know, let's remember we got a speaker that's trying to get up here to the mic.
Larry Brown.
Mr. Brown, welcome.
Hello. How are you? It's indeed a pleasure to be here today. My name is Dr. Larry Brown, Senior Pastor of Faith and Victory Christian Center Church here in Elizabeth City. I've been a long life citizen here. My parents was raised in this alma mater area, not far from here. We partner with several businesses as alma mater Centera, alma mater Regional Health, churches, local beauticians, barbers, NAACP, others from the community outreach programs. Elizabeth City is steadily growing as new businesses and families move into our area. Our community has a growing HBCU, Elizabeth City State University, Community College, and a Christian college, Coast Guard base, as well as public school churches and others. No matter the background, we all share common factors, such as the need for lack of food, housing, transportation, medical care, and the right to have our votes count. My goal is to express the concerns of redistricting in North Carolina regarding gerrymandering and racial issues that will come up with remapping. And I am concerned that packing and cracking will all occur, which leads in an unfair disadvantage to certain groups of people. Stop, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments. I think Brianna Bro or Brow is next. Is Brianna here? Okay, hello, Mr. Houston. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon. I wish to express appreciation for the committee coming to this area to hear the voices of the people. If we're going to have a representative government for the people, by the people, and to represent the people, we need to have the input of the people. And I thank you for coming. I am disturbed, though, as to how you came. I thought we would have gotten a 2 weeks or 2 months notice that you were coming to let us know that we were coming. I would have thought that you would have come and had a meeting in the evening after most working people were out, at least at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, and let people know that you could get a representation of the people. The audience here is not a small audience by accident. It's a small audience by design as to how the committee is working.
Okay, we are not gonna interrupt the speaker. You're wasting his time with applause. Thanks.
And so I would simply say that the process by which you go about this gives a strong indication of the people as to whether or not you're really trying to do your job fairly for all citizens in the state of North Carolina. And I would like for you to give attention to that as you go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Houston. Next speaker. Ms. Bro, thank you for being here.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for being here and listening to the people speaking with you today. I'm Brianna Bro. I am an organizer with All in the Line, but I'm here in my personal capacity as a citizen of North Carolina. I'm a lifelong citizen of North Carolina, and I watched this process very, very closely in 2021. And I'm here because what I saw from the way that people showed up to hearings and then their comments were either ignored or manipulated was wrong. And I'm asking you to make sure that that doesn't happen again. People are coming out, taking time out of their day, driving long distances to speak to you and to tell you what they need from MAPS. And they are almost all saying the same thing across party lines. They're saying, we want transparency. We want you to listen to the people. And we want maps that represent our communities. Y'all should be able to do that. We need maps that are responsive to voters and representative of our communities. And I think that you can do that and that you should do that this time. Thanks.
Thank you. Sergeant in Arms, is that all the speakers that we have? It appears to be. So we're gonna wrap things up. I wanna thank everyone for being here. And I want to remind you, there are two more public hearings coming up, one in Raleigh, one in Hickory. But thank you for taking the time to come here this evening. You have, your time is valuable. I'm sure there are a dozen other places you could be other than here. You care about the electoral process, and for that, all of North Carolina is appreciative. Thank you for coming out. Thanks for sharing these good comments. We appreciate it greatly. Everybody, please be safe getting home. Thank you.